In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Blessed feast. I'd like to welcome you all to the birthday celebration of the Most Holy Theotokos and Ever Virgin Mary. And while I hear we may have a birthday cake at the festal meal following the liturgy, we're not going to do anything as cute as to sing happy birthday, because this is a more holy and important celebration than, you know, your kid or grandkid's 5th birthday or 12th birthday or whatever birthday. This is more holy. And so we have a more holy hymn, which we've already sung a bunch, and I'm sure we'll sing it at least a few more times, the Troparion for this feast. And, you know, I've said it many times, and I'll say it again, I'll keep saying it. If you want to understand the faith of the apostles, the faith of Christ, or the faith in Christ, the faith of the church, come to Vespers and Orthros. Because in those services, the hymns are so instructive. And we sing at the Doxasticon, a hymn in Vespers. Today hath God, who sits on noetic thrones, on spiritual thrones, prepared himself a holy throne on earth. It's no accident that in this icon we have Christ seated, enthroned upon his mother. Because the one who has a spiritual and heavenly throne, as we sing, has created for himself a living throne. That he who has established the heavens in wisdom hath by his love to mankind made a living heaven in her womb. For from a barren stem he hath brought forth his mother, a life-bearing branch. Thou God of wonders and hope of the hopeless, O Lord, glory to thee. In other hymns that we sang earlier in Orthros, we start with, O strange wonder, great and marvelous. O strange wonder, great and marvelous. That is this feast. You know, throughout the hymnography, there's this plant imagery that runs through. That the Theotokos is that rod from the stem of Jesse, a clear fulfillment of that prophecy of Isaiah that the coming Messiah would come from the rod of the stem of Jesse. And here we have her fulfilling that prophecy. We hear about the barren branch of Joachim and Anna that went from barrenness to fruitfulness. You know, there is a strong focus in the hymnography on the barrenness of the parents of Mary. That they were unable to have children, and they felt as if there was some deficit in their life. Something was wrong with them. And it wasn't just them, but the whole society saw childlessness as a reproach from God. But rather than God having abandoned them, as they thought, really God was cultivating them, pruning, and preparing them to bear a healthy branch, a life-bearing branch that would bear eternal fruit. The Theotokos. And as much as is made of their barrenness, so also their righteousness is emphasized equally. As parents, our children depend on our example and our prayers. We say in the wedding service, for the prayers of the parents, I forget the second part of it, I should have looked it up. But it underscores the importance of the prayers of parents in establishing firmly their children on the faith. And we see this in the branch of righteous Joachim and Anna. We know that good fruit cannot come from an unhealthy branch. And a healthy branch cannot grow from a rotten tree. And so we have this good, righteous, holy source in the parents of Mary, Joachim and Anna. And as parents and godparents and mentors to our youth, all of the adults, we need to provide them as a community with a pure tree with which to sprout healthy branches, to bear fruit, the fruit of Christ in their lives. There are many confessions that I hear talk about dryness, about still struggling, expecting to be further along in their Christian life and bearing more fruit. Look to Joachim and Anna. In your barrenness, remain faithful as they did. Look to how God is cultivating you in His time and preparing you for your salvation and that of others. There's yet another hymn from Vespers again. It's all there. All you need is in the hymns of the church. She is born, and the church shall be adorned in her splendor. She who is the holy temple and the vessel of the Godhead, the stay of virginity and the kingly chamber, through whom the strange mystery of the union of the two natures of Christ has come about, whom we worship. The two natures of Christ has come about, whom we worship. I'm being clear, we don't worship the Theotokos. The worship is due Christ. But we do praise the blameless nativity of the Holy Virgin. Through her prayers, O Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.